I think if I had to pick one thing that might really change things, it's the real-time location capability that the next generation of wireless sensors is going to provide. The location-based services and location awareness that people are talking about today with cell phones and things like that is about to expand tenfold or a thousandfold as the Internet of Things, as all the things get this location awareness capability. The next generation of wireless sensor networks will really be able to tell you in 3D, inside your building, where your stuff is to an accuracy of a meter or two, something like that. For me, I have a whole bunch of possessions that I lose regularly. You know, sweaters and jackets, laptops, my car keys. I think the transportation sector is probably the next big one where things are really going to take off. One of my favorite applications for wireless sensor networks is what Streetline Networks is doing with parking monitoring. They put a sensor on the ground, glued down. It looks like a lane marker. It's just sitting right next to the parking space instead of in the middle of the road. And they collect a bunch of information about when cars arrive and leave at that parking space. And one of the things that they have not commercialized yet, as far as I know, is an application that lets you ask, where's the best place to go to look for parking near my favorite restaurant? So now you're in your car driving across the bridge heading into the city. You're going to get to the area of your restaurant in about 10 minutes. So first off, that location information comes from cellular database systems, so there's a system that has to grab that. Then the parking network, of course, knows where all the empty spaces are near your favorite restaurant. But, of course, it's not going to tell you that because in 10 minutes, it's going to be a different set of spaces, right? The average lifetime of an empty space near dinner times is a lot less than 10 minutes. So what their system has the ability to do is actually analyze the historical data from that and say, oh, it's a Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. and it's raining. And that means that the average lifetime of cars on this street is going to be so many minutes. Here's when all the cars that are there have arrived. Therefore, with high probability, one or two cars is going to leave on this block from this street in about 10 minutes, right when you would arrive at that street. I was concerned 5 years ago that the rush to market was going to overwhelm technical good sense, and that didn't happen. So I'm really happy that what we're seeing in at least many of the protocols that are out there and the products that are out there are really reliable, very secure networks. And I think that's critical.